For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
All right. Oh, they still pouring on in. Come on in, y'all. Come on, everyone. It is now 8 a.m.
All right.
Well, I'm gonna Monday now. Monday number one, 2021.
Yeah. Come on.
Good morning, everybody.
Monday. Good morning. Good morning, Ms. Latrice. Good morning. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us for our daily morning meetings here at the ATSJR Companies. If this is your first time joining us, this is our personal business insider daily meeting that we have every morning, Monday through Friday, in which Antonio either kicks our butt and tells us to do more, assigns us more to do, and we sit down and we talk about the different type of techniques, the different type of new projects coming out, things that we can do, or how we can make things better for our consumers. If this is your first time with us, this is your opportunity to take what you learn from this meeting and apply it to your business. If you have questions about anything that we discuss, please feel free to raise your hand to ask these questions so that you can better your company. So now I pass this along to our CEO, our founder, the innovator himself, Mr. Antonio T. Smith, Jr.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. Thank you very much. This is our first meeting of the year, is it not? Our first actual meeting, not the first time we met. We met for the first time yesterday, but our first meeting of the year. So let me say thank you to all of you for not dying. Thank you so much. It's a joy to have you here alive. We appreciate that. Thank you so much. First on my agenda is Steve. It's on my agenda. Team is blowing up pretty nicely, isn't it? That's pretty good. Have you checked your back office, Steve? Can you, I don't know if you can see it yet. I got to upgrade that. Have you had a chance to check it? Okay. All right. Good. Good. Okay. Well, I know Grace is on the call, but you've got like, I don't know, 29 something people added or something like that. So yeah, it's something like that. It's 29 or 23. Somebody had 23. Somebody had 29. I can't remember who. So fantastic. Good job. That is the testament of their hard work. And of course, the way it is or something like that, that means that's also under Jerry. That's also under Phil and Susan. But we'll get to all that later. Well, it's actually under Namdi, and then, you know, it's a stacking of the stairy stuff like that. So fantastic. Congratulations to all of you, which leads me to Deanna. And where's Monica? Is Monica here yet? Do they both have calls?
I'm here.
All right, good. So Deanna and Monica, we talked briefly, so I'll just say it and move on. Well, we talked in detail, so I'll just say it and move on. But let's, don't forget, you guys are going to write for me out your plan of succession. It's not a succession, plan of upgrading, right? Whatever you're gonna send me. So you got all day to do that.
And we did it last night.
Well, look at that. Then what we're gonna do is we're gonna go backwards to pretty much everyone. Okay, backwards everyone. So the ladies. And by the ladies, I mean Monica and Grace at the helm of it with Deanna and her leadership. Deanna, you got to make sure they have all the support possible. Yes. All right. We as a company will be going through every single person doing fantastic customer service, loving on people, and then asking for upgrades. Yes. And then also do me a favor in there, Monica, when you get to, I'm sure you already got it because I know you, but upgrades and then plus 4 referrals apiece.
Yep.
Okay. I knew, well, you know, you come from Gold's Gym, so you made your living off referrals.
and so does everybody here off of Keza. So.
Well, there you go there, right? There you go. Outstanding. So we'll do that. I'm looking to, The wonderful part about what we're doing is this is, and I'm not sure if y'all, I know you know it, but maybe you haven't thought about it because, you know, some of you have been thinking about chitlins, some of you have been thinking about vegan things and, you know, super greens and all that stuff. But all our growth is actually organic, which is pretty impressive. It's pretty impressive. When you think about it, that is pretty impressive. That all of our growth is organic. That's or at least 99% of it. It's pretty impressive, especially the larger you get. There are significant Fortune 100 implications for such a company that continues organic growth in this manner. That's what I will say. Just look at all the histories of all the companies. Organic growth has a lot to do with people getting into the Fortune 500, you know, all that stuff like that. So keep up the good work there. Keep up the good work. All right, so we got that done. Okay, go ahead, Phil.
Again, just to make a suggestion, and this is just my own opinion, the easiest way to ask for referrals is who do you know who might like to know more about us. It doesn't not who do you know would be interested, who do you know is looking for something, who do you know that's just starting their own business, who do you know that has a business. All those things make the other person have to think. But if you say, who do you know who might like to know more about us? Well, they might. It's softer and it increases your chances. And I'm used to asking for 5 referrals, but if you think 4 is the right number, that's fine. But let's increase it by 25% and say 5 people who might like to know more about us.
I ain't got a problem. Don't threaten me with more. I ain't got a problem at all with that.
Just a suggestion.
No, I like it. I like it. All right, Monica, change. You probably already had 5 or even 10, but you know, change it to the at least 5, unless you had more. Unless you had more, at least 5.
Well, and then if they're like stuck, say, well, why don't you just go through your phone? They've got the list right there in front of them. Just scroll through your phone, and that might ping your memory. And once they get going, I've had people give me 10, 15 leads. And once they got on a roll, they just made it like a fun to try to come up with people.
I like it. So Monica, I know you was fit to say something. And also, when you say something, go ahead and you can talk a little bit too about your genius, your plan, and the vision moving forward as well. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that I definitely got it. And yeah, we kind of went into detail because we broke down the process too of how to simplify it for us so we can bring on more people between the two of us, you know, saving time, things like that. And we even talked about a few things about transferring everyone to Vibin as well and communicating on that platform and those type of details as well.
Right. That's fourth on my agenda. So we're definitely going to bring that up here in a little bit. Monica comes to us from like Phil comes to us. Her and Phil, they're both masters of sales in their different industries. Monica is accustomed to selling gym memberships to people who ain't gonna finish by March. So
that's it.
And she did upward 6-figure sales every year for 10 plus years. And that's why she's running sales right now. And I'm pretty much out her way too. Grace, I saw you clapping. Why don't you unmute your mic and then just clap a little bit louder so she can hear you. There you go. All right.
Sales. Woo! Yes. Stay out of her way too. I do.
That's it.
That's it. Thank you.
So Monica, I tell you what, won't you just unmute your mic real quick and just tell us a little bit. Whatever you want to share, just so you can, because I'm want to start doing this pretty much all in 2021, have you give us some leadership and put you more in a vocal leadership role as far as you already very, she's super vocal, y'all. Just not on this call, but I'm going to change that, all right? So don't think she's quiet. She's the asker. You know, Grace be like, here, ask him that. She is super vocal. But Monica, won't you give us some vision and stuff and tell us all what to do and what can we expect?
Yeah, I'm definitely a vocal one. No, so what we're talking about is, you know, if we're going to want the growth that we set our goal for this year, we're going to need to maximize our time. So what we figured, because right now there's about 6 to 8 steps that we take when we bring someone on and enroll them into Rakeza and the steps that we take after. So first we were trying to narrow those steps down. That way we can just take 3 steps and get people enrolled so we can enroll more people in a day. Well, especially between Grace and I. And then another discussion was about empowering our teams as well. So like some of the people on the level ones, as far as Rakeza is concerned, making sure that they know what we do so they can do the same thing and help grow their teams and start doing that. I know for myself, Christine's really, really helping me with that, you know, with her team and Margie as well, because there was times I couldn't get to certain calls. So some people are doing a good job with that, but we want to make sure that across the board, everyone understands the steps and all that so we can empower them to really grab a hold of their teams and keep them engaged and things like that. Because as we grow, we're going to need to work as a bigger team to keep everyone engaged. So that's some of the stuff that we were kind of discussing so far.
Sounds good to me. I know y'all be working on it for the rest of the day and then present it to me tomorrow. So here's how we started off the year as far as sales go. They were already, me, Monica, and Grace worked yesterday on a Sunday for for what, maybe 6 hours? Was that, Monica? It sure felt like six.
That was 6 hours. I had eaten all day and it was 6 p.m. and I was like, what am I doing?
Yeah, that was 6 hours for sure. So on a Sunday, we were 6 hours in. I remember working so hard, my armpits were sweating. I was like, what the hell is going on? I'm just sitting here. But you know, my adrenaline was pumping. My adrenaline was pumping. So we were working. We were working, adding value, and adding people and just adding to our community. So we are grateful for people who are crazy enough to work. So we started off the year working overtime. And then we started off. Now, we had a private meeting. I gave them the goal. Okay, I gave them the goal. I gave them my, so let me tell you what happened. I told them from now on, or at least in this year, my goals are going to be y'all goals because your goals are not as big as mine. That's what I said. Okay, it's not. Now, Monica, the big achiever, did have a goal as big as mine. Her timeline was just further than mine. You understand? Her timeline, I'm thinking a day. She's thinking sometime this year. So I kind of sped up her big thinking. So every day we're going to do something we've never done before. And we're going to push ourselves to do it every single day. Did we do it yesterday, Jerry? Nope. Are we going to do it today? Well, Dave's still here. You know, it's still young. But if we don't hit it, no worries. It only means two things. I'll say the most important one for last. It means the harvest is on its way. I'm trying to help somebody. Harvest is on its way. It's called law of accelerating acceleration. The more you chase your dreams, the more they actually chase you. The harvest is on its way. But most importantly, it means that the plan ain't good enough. Go change the plan. If y'all can just grasp that concept, it'll save you a lot of stress, a lot of heartache. Sometimes you're losing because your plan was not as good as your ambition. All right. I'm gonna let that alone. I'm just trying to. So that's how we started the year off. And then, I said, Grace, Monica, here's my vision. Set me a plan for it. Because we're not gonna get to where we're going, Law, with me being the smartest person in the room. All right, there you go. Update on Michael Tate. He is recovering. He totaled the whole left side of, I'll show y'all. I haven't showed y'all yet. So give me a boring few seconds. I will show you all. How do you do this?
I was trying to raise my hand, but the new update, I don't know where the hand button is at. Quick question. Could you elaborate why is it that you continuously always say the part about you not being the smartest person in the room?
Well, it's just against the universe. It just doesn't make sense. It doesn't. For one, if I am the smartest person in the room, then I'm already under a false presumption because everyone's a genius. So if I'm consistently the smartest person in the room, it's not just the old adage that I need a new circle. It's more that is true, but it's more accurately, I intentionally, whether knowingly or unknowingly, put people where they're not a genius. It means that I'm in my genius area, but I got everybody around me doing what I say instead of in their genius. Because if everybody in the room is in their genius, it's impossible for me to be the smartest person in the room. You get what I'm saying? Because if all five of us, all 12 of us, are operating only in our genius, and everyone is equally genius in that room, IQ is not the only you know, measure of genius, and that's not even accurate, but anywho, you know, you have mechanical IQs, artistic IQs, emotional IQs, you understand what I'm saying? And it's just so many different ways. So if I want us to be fantastic this year, I need to make sure that everyone is in their fantastic gift this year. Go ahead, Phil.
And if I be so blatantly plugging, that's why the standout assessment is so critical.
No, you keep plugging it. Keep plugging it. Keep plugging it. Go ahead. Yeah, I really need to take it.
No, that's where you get people to understand where their gifts are. And they may not even be aware of them. I remember Jerry, when Jerry did his standout, he didn't see himself as one of the roles there, but I saw it as him, and it was very blatant that he was. He just, you know, when you're in the picture, you can't see the frame. So that's why that standout assessment, first of all, it's a great price. Free! Second of all, it gives you valuable information that you can't get anywhere else that's specifically tailored to the person you're dealing with. So it's a tool we have that that if we don't use it, I think we're not taking advantage of something.
Yeah, I think so too. So let me, I didn't think about this, but I'm going to make a change. I'm going to find a way to systematically push that to people. I'm going to find a way. Maybe when we first talk to people, we can do that. Monica Grace, let's try that out. Let's try somewhere in our initial talks that we do that. I want to do it. Deanna, send it. Okay, go ahead, Deanna. You can send it to me, but then you can go ahead and say something, because I just thought about something else.
Okay, first question, send what to you, the link for the assessment?
No, just send systematically issue assessment.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll know what it means. It's for me. But you were supposed to talk first.
Sorry, when you said that, my mind switched over.
I forget who I'm talking to.
You said systematically.
Just push Anna. It's all right. It'll be enough there to trigger my mind.
Okay.
It's all good. All right, go ahead.
What I think would also be great is we send out emails for those who are already within the network who have, because we know that those that see us every day, those that communicate with us every day, have taken the assessment. They've reached out to Phil and Susan, but not all of the network is on the live call. So what if we send out an email letting them know, hey, we have a great way for you to really get to know yourself for this year so you can have a better year and reach your goals. Take the Marcus Buckingham assessment and send it to us so we can also help you reach your goals and your dreams.
All right, everything you said was fantastic, but they ain't sending it to me. They sending it to Phil and Susan. You understand?
Yeah.
All right. You ain't got to tell me that. You ain't got to tell me. I ain't changed.
To reach your goals by knowing your strengths, through your strengths, so that they know, oh gosh, I don't know, goal setting, you know, people like, but you know, it's got to do with strengths, you know, through your strengths, and they'll be like, oh great, I don't have
it
to.
It really doesn't. It has to do with roles based on your strengths.
Yeah.
What role you need to be in based on your strengths. They did strength finders first, and I use football as the example. What strength finders gives you is you're a big guy, you can block, you got good hands, and you're fast. But where do I put you to stand out? Well, one answer might be tight end. You're a big guy, you can block, you get good hands, and you're fast. So that's what standout gives you. The standout gives you the tight end answer. So say based on your strengths, it tells you what role you need to be in to stand out. Like last night, I had a great time with Ken Johnson, going over his study, learning about him. And boy, he's a neat guy. He's really cool. That was a lot of fun. And that's what you can do eventually. it's a way for you to get to know the people that you're working with a little bit better. Cause as you go through this, you ask them, hey, tell me your story. What's going on? You get them talking before you even go into the analysis, because then you know where to go to the analysis to focus on.
That's it. That's fantastic. Deanna, I received that. I was sending out an email today. And what I would do is work it into the sequence that everyone gets, and it'll be in there about 4 or 5 times. And it's going to have Philly Susan. It's going to have, they never, they email attached to it. So when y'all see it, just know that I don't want people calling me about no coaching. Man, that ain't, that's call them. All right. And y'all can do whatever you wish to do. Go ahead, Susan.
Oh, I'm done.
Okay. So, yeah.
I think we were on the same wavelength on what we wanted the wording to be.
Okay, most excellent. And I'll take a lot of words off the site itself too, and make that all pretty. That way I'll definitely use his words. Got no problem with that. All right, Deanna, good. Sugar, I believe you want to say something.
I was just going to make a comment on what Law had asked. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, loud and clear.
Okay. What happened, Law, up at the ministry, because I do handle the food and the hospitality, where we work with volunteers. And there was a point in time we would just throw volunteers in the kitchen or throw volunteers on the hospitality team, never assessing whether they wanted to really work with the food or work with the guests and the guest speakers. And it was causing problems, because if you don't have, I couldn't be the smartest one in the kitchen and get the kitchen operating and producing on a timely, because food is very timely. Meeting the guests is very timely and scheduled. And so we had to have a meeting. And so I got to the point and I says, will you please only ask those volunteers that have a desire to work in the kitchen, even if it's only washing the dishes? And I was shocked to even know somebody really wanted to just be in the kitchen to wash the dishes. And I thought, okay, you are designated dishwasher. There was other people that only wanted to do the prep. And that took a lot of stress off of me, because we finally, and it took like 2 years to get this right, to get the people into where they were, where they wanted to be. And then it made everything flow. Because I wasn't, they come up with suggestions, because we do have that capability. So that made me know, those that kept saying, I know. But then I would see what they were doing. And I'm saying, you don't really know. Let me show you. And so anyway, it took a minute. So I like the way that when Antonio does say that, because being a part now of ATS Business Universities, I was put myself in the position, and I chose to stay in the position of being able to not know anything about anything. And today, 10 months later, there's so much more that I know, but then there's still so much more that I need to learn. And some days it's really good learning, and some days I leave off of this call and I'm thinking, what did they just talk about? But it's working, and it is getting better, and I'm learning, and that's what it's all about. So no, you don't want to be the smartest cookie in the jar, but that's what I have found out. And when he says that, it reflects me back to at the ministry working with those other people.
Well, no, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. Well, I hope, and no, I know I would have let you have plenty of those days where you'd be like, what the heck are they talking about? That would be designed on purpose. You could believe that. You could believe that. That would be designed on purpose. However, I will also design on purpose to where you never have to say that too. Okay, I'm going to do both. I'm going to do the paradox here. I'm going to make sure you don't get nothing. And I'm also going to make sure you get everything. Okay, there's a reason why, because people are at different levels, you understand? And exactly, right? So always have both, which you, oh, go ahead, Jared.
Yeah, no, I didn't want to interrupt you, but and I don't want to belabor the point, but if anybody on this call has not taken the assessment yet, I just want to reiterate. I mean, to me, you know, and like Phil said, when I took it, it showed me things that I didn't see in myself, which if you don't have that clarity within your own self, it's very difficult to package up and move forward, I think. It's almost like some of you are familiar with Neil Donald Walsh. When you first come across the concept of we are all but one, you go, what does it? And then you spend some time and you dig in and you study a little more and then when you finally understand what they're talking about, you're able to move on forward with a whole different concept of where you're going and what you're doing and how you're going to relate to the rest of the world. And I kind of relate this assessment to that. I mean, it's kind of a big deal. So if you haven't done it, do it. That's all I want to say.
Nah, that's fantastic. No, yeah, you keep talking about it. It's listen, if it keeps coming up and nobody's complaining about the results, it's probably something I should pay attention to. The I don't know, shit, that common sense is out there. I mean, if everybody likes it and it keeps coming up and everyone says, wow, I didn't know this, or wow, that was great, then, you know, we need to move forward on that. Now, Sugar, you said something that I wanted to address. That's what it was. I want to explain something to y'all about leadership. At no point do I'm saying that you don't know leadership. Just allow me to tell you something from my point of leadership that is not written in books. It's something, somebody needs to write a book about this. A big book about this for sure. Suggestions are fantastic. They are outstanding. But most times the leader cannot pull off those suggestions. And that is surprising. And I'm going to tell you why. It has nothing to do with the leadership skills. It depends on what kind of company you're trying to run. If you're trying to run a successful organization, so it doesn't have to be a company now, any organization, then the leader obviously can't do everything. Now, if you want your organization to be successful and give you all the credit, well then, you know, go do everything. You're not gonna grow past 100 people, that's for sure. And I'm not sure if y'all know that. An organization that if the leader does everything rarely grows past 100 people, whatever that is, church, company, it just is what it is. But if you're attempting to go bigger, then suggestions are so fantastic. So when y'all hear me say, Deanna, send that to me, because sometimes you hear me go, we'll do that right now. And then sometimes you hear me say, and most times you hear me say, Deanna, send that to me. It means this was a fantastic idea, but right now I can't do it. Why can I not do it? Because I don't have the personnel. Let me explain something to y'all. Very important that I learned. One day I had this really good idea. I was going to do some youth stuff, and there was this lady who was perfect for the youth. She liked kids, just perfect for the youth. And she wanted to do the youth. So I put over there to the youth and we damn near died, okay? Just because you like kids don't mean you work with them well. Do you understand what I'm saying? All right, it was one of my major failures. And I said, all right, well, what lesson I was supposed to learn in that? And I ain't know. But finally revealed to me, just because you are absolutely right for that role does not mean you're right for this company in that role. I had to remember that, okay? And then I had another idea right after that. I said, you know what? I'm going to do a prison writing ministry. This is what I called it. Okay. This means I'm going to get a bunch of people and we're going to write letters to prisoners in support in my dad's unit. Okay. Kind of like pen palling, but you know, different, you know, just, well, same thing, but it was 32 people in this unit and, you know, they'd be there for about a year and a half, 2 years, most of them. So we start writing. And all I did was I asked who would like to help this. And everybody said, yeah, you know what? That's good. You know what I learned, Jerry? I learned that out of those seven people, only two people was writing. Which was this, it started off great. In 60 days, it died. And now the prisoners were getting, I don't want to say they get their feelings hurt, because they're numb to this kind of stuff. They went back into their numb shit.
I am determined to be rich.
The middle class is not for me.
I need news that cares about me.
And not news that's gonna scare me or make me mad at another people.
I need news without politics.
And I want news that will point me to the money.
This is the news where it happens.
The moments that change the world.
These are the stories we need.
The info that we care about.
We only give you news
that puts money in your pocket.
And the news
that gives us an advantage.
This is the work that continues.
Who we are today.
And what we can become.
Tomorrow.
That's it.
This is where news without agendas can lead us.
Your wealth matters.
This is why more perspectives
make us stronger.
And how our mission can inspire
tomorrow.
This is journalism that helps the world we live in.
This
is
Mexit News.
Fail of nobody's going to support me, so I'm just here. I just need to stick my time out. And then it made me realize something. This is 8 years ago. It made me realize something. It made me realize I've got to stop putting smart people in the right places, and I got to stop putting the best people in the right places, because that's what I was taught. I was taught to put geniuses in geniuses' places. I was taught to put the best people in, you know, places and surround yourself with smart people. All that stuff is in books. Let me tell y'all what I learned. That is not true. It's not. You want the most passionate people in these places. When you put someone passionate about taking people to their career in speaking, then you can step back from the Bureau of Dominant Speakers and just watch. Because I never have to remind Phil and Susan, right, to do something, because their passions pull them to do it. You hear what I'm saying, Sugar?
Yeah, Antonio.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, when you were talking about the kids, you know, when our kids were in school, I was very involved at the school and was there a lot. But I started a program for fourth graders, and it really taught them about being entrepreneurs and how to think and how to wait and how to save. I went to the bank and I got, you know, checkbooks for all the kids to teach them about money and savings and so forth, when to spend. And then I set up a store in one of the rooms that parents and people donated things. And then they got points for doing different things, being kind to somebody, helping someone, doing their homework, you know, all those different things. They got points, and then once a month, they got to come in and shop at the store. So they could either buy something right then, or save up, or get something for a family member. And it was really interesting to see the different personalities and the different styles and how they wanted to spend, and then teaching them the differences when they didn't know what to do, whether to get it or whether to wait and save for something else. And it all starts back then. I mean, we are who we are, our strengths, you know, our roles our things are there. It's just stimulating them and getting them going. So I did that all the way through for all three of my kids, and it was one of the funnest things I've done. And then, you know, I got to meet, I was there with the teachers and doing all kinds of things. So it was a great experience, and it really taught me a lot about different personalities, and that it starts really young.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, you're definitely the right person for that. You're definitely the right person for that. That's for sure. I just want you all to know that if you're not passionate about what you're doing, it's harder to do it, right? Now, on top of that, let's take it from my perspective. I've got 12 great ideas. Most of them from 2020 got accomplished. It's about 12 of them left. Let's just keep a list of them. It's 12 of them left. But I don't have the personnel that is going to make that have life. Sure, I've got Monica, Grace, and you know everybody. But if I keep putting stuff on them, then they're going to become impassionate. Because even though they got the right everything to do it, and will do it, Jerry, I can't keep adding on them, because now they won't be in their genius most of the day. They're going to be in assisting me most of the day. And people can only do that for so long. Real leadership lesson here. I'm telling you. You can't put everything on your workhorse, because then they're going to break. And don't start something unless you have someone extremely passionate about that, because that too will break. And you'll be running it yourself, or you know, you'll be telling everybody, hey, everybody, we'll be starting this back up later or something. And you just don't want to do that. Just, you don't have to take my word for it. Just start leading. And when most of the people around you, sole income is your responsibility, the pressure's a little different. Okay. When these little Honda Accords pull up to the office and I know that I am responsible for that car dope, right? You start playing for keeps. You got no choice. You have no choice. Like, I'm fully aware that Grace rent needs to be paid and five of Monica's mortgages need to be paid. You understand? Five. She's just an overachiever. She could just have one. The five. Don't it sound like Monica? Now that we know her, don't it sound like her? Jeez, Monica.
Oh, stop.
You can't just do nothing once, you know, just five of them, right? But that's that. Now, next on my agenda is Ken W. Johnson. Yes. Just had him a birthday, but what's happening, Grace?
Well, so tell what we're doing.
Go.
Okay. Beginning this Wednesday, 2 days from now, January 6th, we are having at Ken's building in his office, we are having our very first corporate meeting. Woo! I'm excited. Mr. Dr. Ken is doing
here.
Ready. Go ahead, Mr. Ken, if you wanted to share something.
Oh, no, I'm letting you do it. I just say, yes, ma'am.
We're very excited. Ken knows a lot of people that are just like him, and we are excited to meet the people that are just like him, to go ahead and share with them what it is that Dr. Ken is involved in with all that is ATS. And I'm going to let the guru finish talking about it right now.
All right. That means we got some coordination. That means between Chris and the office and myself, I'm already told Chris to be there. However, he was like, man, you know what? Before I could tell him to be there, he was like, I should be there, because, and he had all these money-making schemes going off in his head. Is he on? I know he's on. He's always on.
And Mr. Reggie
on the ride.
Reggie's here at the office as well.
Reggie at the office already?
Yes, yes.
Oh, Lord.
What? Oh, 2021. Oh, man, it's going down. All right, then. Reggie, don't show up to the office. See, left. All right, so I got to. Y'all, people pretty much do what they want to do. I can't stress this to you enough. The coaches, I suppose it's like Netflix culture. I let them come in when they want to come in, Latrice. I let them leave when they want to leave. I don't say nothing, but they all got tasks. If the task get done, Jerry, okay. If it don't get done, then I start saying something. You get yourself saying, I start saying something. So look at Reggie there. Look at that. In order for Reggie to be there so early, 50 things had to happen in a row for that to happen. So good stuff. Good stuff. Outstanding. I'm proud of him. Proud of him. Again, I know he's trying to look down like I ain't talking. He know I'm talking. He know I'm talking. So I know him with his 3-foot dreads. Anyway, let's keep on going. Deanna, so Wednesday, we're going to have new Wednesday. What time is this meeting? I forget.
The meeting is at...
Because I remember saying if we're going
to... It starts at... It's 4 p.m.
No, that's for us to be there. What time is the actual meeting?
6 p.m. The actual meeting is at 6 p.m.
So that's 6?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Because we're getting there 2 hours early just in case.
Well, that's what we got to do. All right. 6 o'clock.
Actually, we had it on paper from 7 p.m. to 8.
That's what I thought. 7 to 8. That's what I thought. I thought it was 7 to 8. Because I remember saying that we're going to have to, in order for us to do all this well, we're going to have to start bleeding times into times. Okay. Because I know vesting is at that period. Okay. We have to bleed the sound times into the time. So we will work all that out. We will still be on vesting or have y'all on vesting while we are in person running the other side, the marketing arm of the company. You got me? We will work all those kinks out this Wednesday. You understand? And we will make a good routine of what time to leave the office and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, okay? The only thing we won't do, we'll record, but the only thing we won't do is go live or anything. Can someone tell me why? It's one of those leadership things. It's actually common sense. It's just one of those things I always have to account for.
I already know. Y'all ain't gonna go live. Y'all gonna post it after, right? Y'all don't want nobody
absolutely
to know where you're at. I do that too.
Yeah, definitely. We definitely gonna post produce, that's for sure. No, it's because if I go live, I want to take from Bastien's audience. I always have to be
okay.
Yeah, we have a Bureau of Dominant Speakers happening at 7 o'clock at that time. And I always have to be cautious. Even when I run my videos, I try to make sure when I don't run my videos online, they don't run into your time. I try to always make sure that, because I'll take from the people who are going to be sitting watching you. Mm-hmm. Leadership is funny. Got to be careful. Got to be careful. Always have to think like that. Good. Shout out to Ken. We're going to start growing in person. Big deal. Weekly meeting. I most certainly want that weekly. And I most certainly want all of us to on deck to be inviting people to that meeting. So this is what it looks like. Since we know it's Houston local, doesn't matter who, even if you're not on Ken's team, you should still be able to invite people there, and then we can handle the presentation for you. And then you still get all the credit. You see that? That means if Jerome knows someone in Houston, he should be able to say, hey, go to Houston at such and such. You understand?
I know somebody in Houston.
Well, there you go. Which means, Grace, I need a flyer today. Don't tell me no. I need a flyer today Because why? Because guess what Grace is, guess what Jerome's going to say? Where it's at? I need to send my person there. I can't teleport them. Can you give me the address? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just one of those natural steps of things. So I need a flyer that we can have sent to everyone, or at least have available to people for when they ask, where is it at? Go ahead, Susan.
Is this live and virtual? Live.
No, it's just live. It's just live, not virtual. Yes, in person. And it's not virtual because I don't want to take from Bastien's audience that day.
I see.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Well, what time of day is it? It's in the evening?
It's during his class. It's concurrent to his class. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. They're both running at the same time. Both running at
the same time. I keep going in and out. I've been on hold for Broward County Department of Health since 8 a.m. They keep transferring me one place or another. So
we know how that goes.
On and off.
Yeah, no worries.
We're getting our vaccines coming up.
All right. All right. Good. Vaccines. I should have made that vaccine. Man, we'd be treated as right now. I'm sorry. I can't make everything. It's not in my gift. But yes, flyer today. How many phone calls you got today, Grace?
Oh, about 10.
Okay, no flyer for you. Deanna, fly today. Outstanding. Unmute your mic, Grace, so I can teach them something.
Yes, sir.
Unmute your mic, Deanna, so I can teach them something. Did I take it off of Grace because she's got 10 calls? Nope. Part of the reason. Deanna, how long it takes you to do a fly?
In 15 minutes.
Grace, how long it takes you to do a fly?
Probably 30 minutes to like an hour.
All right. And she is not going to have 30 minutes to an hour.
Me too.
Yeah. She's not going to have that hour to spare. And look, and let me tell you something. She'll do it too, Kathy. She'll sacrifice it just in order not to let me down. So on Strip Finders, her number two talent is responsibility. That means that she takes full responsibility for everything around here. So she'll do it. She'll sacrifice food. Something would go without just so she could get it done.
Oh, yeah. She panics.
She would panic. She would panic. And I want to make sure I don't put her through that situation is what I'm saying, okay? Even though that's her talent, I don't want to invoke that talent, especially the shadow side of that talent. So once again, that's that leadership thing, when you got to think about these things. So since I know it's going to take her an hour and she's going to have 30-minute breaks, we're going to let her keep her head straight for her phone calls. Feel good, Grace?
Thank you so much.
Oh, my. All right. Yeah, thank you so much. If you can get that done. Okay, because you got a pretty easy day today because you, Deanna's getting ready to open up a bank account for her son. Yes, her son's 5, by the way.
Go, Deanna. Yes, ma'am.
That's dope. Start him early.
That's it. That is right. That is. And we're gonna let her handle that. How do you feel?
I feel great. So, like Antonio, my dad has been attempting to teach me and lead me in money, but I never listened because I knew what I was doing. But now that I'm older.
How'd that work out for you?
Let's just say at one time in my life, I worked 3 jobs and have nothing to account for.
Okay, all I heard was I paid taxes in my government 6 times, but keep going though.
I mean, 2 of them was on a little thing. We'll talk about that.
Keep on going.
But now, my dad is a coin collector. Like he's a boomer, so he only spends cash unless he's paying bills. And when he spends cash, he takes his coins out at the end of the day and just puts them in the bucket. So he's like, whatever you have for him, combine it with what I have and start his bank account. And I was like, you know what, Dad? Let's go do it. So today I'm going to, I know now that I have something that I can tell my son, hey, when you start doing whatever it is you do, every time you get money, at least put so much percentage of it in your account. I'm going to walk him up there. I'm going to teach him how to. I'm going to get him used to the tellers, get the tellers used to him, because at the bank that, at my dad's bank, if me and my brother walk in, they know exactly who we are. My dad has banked with the same bank since before I was born. So we have no issues when we walk in. Every bank teller that has come through, there's always someone who is a veteran there who says, no, this person, such and such and such and such. That's James' daughter. That's James' son. My son is going to be at that same bank. So I want him to have the to know the experience of, as Antonio always teaches us, open your bank accounts and let your tellers get used to you. Antonio gets privilege when he walks into the bank.
And fairness, an old man taught me that. All right. Let me keep going though. What an old man taught me. Listen, I'm too young to be saying stuff like that. Okay.
Very true. Very true. I want, as Antonio always says, you want your kids to be better than you. I want my son to be better than me. So I want him to understand the concept of wealth sooner than I did. So I'm super excited about opening up his bank account today, because while I'm not taking him with me to open it up, because it's too COVID-y outside, I will be walking him through the steps. He received $10 in cash for Christmas. He also received a wallet. I told him, this is yours. I put it in his wallet. When he's ready to go get something, I'm going to tell him, okay, so you can spend it here or you can do this with it. As I learned that from Antonio, because Antonio does that with his kids too. He says you can do this or you can do that. It depends on what you want to do. So I'm excited to teach my 10-year-old financial responsibility. Good. So that good way stuff. He can actually have wealth as he gets older.
Good stuff. I force my kids to suffer consequences. That's how they learn. And when she said, you want to do this, you want to do that, depending on what you want to do, they must make a decision. And when they make a decision, they got to suffer them consequences, Jerry. Good or bad, it is what it is. You know, sometimes, yes, ma'am.
You know, I love that. I envy this, because these were things that I didn't get to do as a kid. Like, I didn't get a chance to make my own choices. You know, I had a bedtime. So it was like, you had to be in bed by a certain time. You had to be this and you had to be that. I just think, like, I can't wait. I ain't gonna say I can't wait. I look forward to the day that I meet your two boys, because just meeting your two boys for me is going to be enlightening, because I know that because you give them those, because you let them do it themselves, I know those kids go to sleep. Like, you ain't got to worry about, you know what I mean? Either you know to go to bed if you don't go to bed, you can't be tired in the morning. You know what I mean? Like, so then they know, you know what? I ain't messing with them. They might not told me to go to bed, but I'm going to bed at 8:45 because I know what it's like to have to get up in the morning. That's a beautiful thing. I swear, you are setting these. That is beautiful, because I ain't learned that stuff until, like, well, I'm still learning, but God, like, going, I wish somebody would have gave me the opportunity to fall on my face when I was a kid. So I would just know that I don't have to not do it because you're telling me that I can't. I want to do it because I can. I just think, I really do. I envy that. I applaud that. Anyone that's listening and you have kids, young kids, and they have a opportunity to do that, I swear, it might not sound right. Look, but I'm telling you, I can't wait. Those children, I really want to play their game. You understand what I'm saying? It's like so much that's going on, and that's because of that. I'm teaching you now while you're a baby, so you know, Deanna, that's going to be so awesome. Like,
It don't matter when you find it, because they say it doesn't come when you need it. What'd he say? He might not come when you want him, but he'd be there right on time. Everything that you're saying, I just be sitting back and I be listening, and then I watch other people. So like you said yesterday about this family call, like you can't do it alone type of thing. I was on that all this weekend, looking at my family, looking at the kids, you know, trying to step away from their parents, do a different thing. Cause man, it's culturally set up to mess you up, but y'all are, listen, keep it up, bro. I love when you talk about it, because it's like showing a kid that they can do something and make a decision early, that they know that they did it and they didn't have to do it because they was told to do it. You're building monsters, man.
I appreciate you. Yeah, there's only two things I force on them. Computer programming, they don't have a choice in that matter, because if they want to play games, I have a responsibility, Latrice, to make sure that they ain't running out here being stuck in employeeism. You understand? I don't want them sitting in their drawers, barring their girlfriend car while she at work. You understand?
Reverend!
I'm just saying, they might meet Kathy grandkids one day and they need to be straight. Yeah, you know, they need to be able to take care of them. You know, they can't be out here just being losers.
I have one grandson. I don't want any more.
Okay, I understand that.
No, understand that. Yeah. That means I got to help out with them. No,
I know that's right. Definitely.
Thank you, Steve, for being on the call. I got somebody on, y'all. Somebody new.
What's happening, Steve? What's happening? And then for the second thing I force on them is they got to save 70% of their income. That's because I'm strict about that, because they're going to be real estate investors. Other than that, they can do what they want to do. They can do absolutely what they want to do. Well, okay, we sure will. Well, did you, hold on. All right, answer that question for me, and that'll help me. Answer that question. I just put it in the chat. I just got a typo in it, but there you go. Oh, Deanna. Okay, got you. Deanna, would you... It's just two more things. I want to deal with you. I want to deal one more thing. Would you... You haven't asked me a question, though. Grace, what would you ask?
Okay, I know.
Okay. Let me see.
So Antonio, what would you do?
Oh, there you go. Thank you so much for asking me. I'm so excited. Oh, man, I didn't even know you were going to ask me what would I do if I was opening up my 5-year-old an account.
Great question. Yes.
Outstanding. Okay. I'm glad you asked. Now that I know that you have asked, Sugar, we can get started today or tomorrow or something. No problem. I got you. Okay. Now that you have asked, this is what I would do. Because you're thinking, what? And it's probably good. You know, I'm going to put a percentage of my income, blah, 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 and such and such. What I would do is I would take my company, DeMarie Group or something, and I would create a product. And I'd make this product so hot, so fantastic. Ah, you're starting to get it already, aren't you? So fantastic. Or I have one of my book sales and I push that and I'll set a projection for whatever it may be. And all that money would go into that account. I would literally see y'all attempt. Let me just say it this way. If you don't have a high, you know what? I'm going to end the meeting with this here. I had something else to say, but I'm going to end the meeting with this here because I don't want y'all to hear nothing else. Okay. If you don't have a high level of income, then what you're doing is, and it's not your fault. Well, actually, everything's your fault, but you're only able to save 1% of your income. So I have an option, Kathy. I could put a fraction of the 1% in my son's bank account. I could do that. Or I can create a whole stream of income for this bank account. One of these will grow faster. Am I teaching somebody something? If I know I'm only going to be $10 a month, but if I could drop $230 per sale, and if I create an additional, then what I'm doing is I'm not taking from my current lifestyle. I've added a stream of income dedicated just to that. You understand? And of course, I wouldn't stop until I get to $250,000, adjusting for inflation for the next next 15 years, I would say $750,000 is where I would stop at, because that's going to be $250,000 when he is 18. That's going to be $750,000 is going to be $250,000. That's what I would do. You understand? Did that help you?
Thank you very, very much. Yeah. I already have an idea of the product, and we're going to work that out.
You got the vehicle, you got the brains, you got the support, you got the mentor, you got ATS that'll bring you traffic to it. Why not?
Okay, because partner, I just sent you a message, said, hey, let me know what product, so you know I'm going to push it. I've been waiting. Yeah. What to do.
And then you can even say, hey, everybody, oh my God, 100% of these proceeds go to college fund for my son, whatever you want to do. You can be private with it, public with it, who cares? There you go. All right, so let me repeat that. And then Sugar is going to call. Sugar, can you call Deanna right after this? Because I'm not going to be, I'm going to give her some instructions, okay? But we're going to take care of you. Do you want? Well, I know what you want. Don't worry about it. I got you. I got you. Don't even worry about it. We're gonna take good care of you, Deanna. Let there be a blessing to you and all of you. I was gonna say something else. I want to end right here. Y'all, listen to me. There are different ways to do things, and it doesn't matter because all your ways are right. But you have to account for your actual position in capitalism, okay? If you don't have $250,000, if you don't have $10,000 coming in a month after expenses, you are more than likely using or sharing or investing off of 1 or 2 or 10% of your income. Nothing wrong with that. That's what they taught you. As you go to, not for long, Daoud, as you go to top 1%, you're going to have more to invest. It's better to start investing more now so you can invoke that top 1% faster. And one of the most fantastic ways to do that, Chris, is to create a stream of income that specifically pays your car note and insurance. Mm-hmm. That way, you'll be living like that 18-year-old kid again with all that money.
That's the dream.
That's why I'm pushing these subscriptions. I need to sit my butt on the house. No,
that's it, man. That's it. Thank y'all very much. I appreciate you so much for being here. That is the conclusion of our meeting. We will get with you tomorrow. Ken, we will see you Wednesday, full crew, camera, and all. Thank you all so much.
It's going down.
Continue to grow. Use Vibin, invite people to Vibin specifically for yourselves. Phil, go ahead and tell us about tonight.
We're going to be finishing off our 11 essentials for entrepreneurial success.
11 essentials for entrepreneurial success. So y'all make sure y'all get there tonight. We will send you out the information and we will bless you there. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can plant better, you can dominate. Thank you, everybody. We will see you next time.
Love you.
Love you more.
When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world. Not making money. the pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me, as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic. $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions, $22 an hour, paid training, and I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True, but it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter, and that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated #1 hiring site in the world, based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. All spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R. ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.